The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here is local racing authority Sam Chapman with this week's race day edition of Sound of Speed, only on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans. This is the Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam, here to get you set up for the Hollywood Casino 400 from the Kansas Motor Speedway as I get you ready for Chase Race number 2 in the round of 8. You can catch all the action from the Hollywood Casino 400 starting at quarter after 2 on NBCSN, TSN, MRN Radio, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio. The Kansas Motor Speedway sits on the fringe of Kansas City. The 1.5-mile track began construction in 1999 and held its first NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in 2001. Jeff Gordon would get the win in the inaugural event. In the summer of 2012, the Kansas Motor Speedway would be repaved, adding a road course throughout the infield and variable banking in the corners. Drivers have 17 degrees of banking to work with along the bottom groove, progressing up to 20 degrees in the top groove of the corners, which produces great side-by-side racing action. Since the repave, Kansas Speedway has had a ton of grip, producing some great racing. Last fall, we saw Joey Logano shove Matt Kenseth, spinning him out for the win in the closing stages of the race, giving Logano his second win in the round of 8, which was swept by Logano in 2015. Jimmy Johnson got the win last weekend in Charlotte, and today is the final race before the series heads to Talladega for another elimination race. With the wild racing, big crashes, and everybody in the field having a shot at the win, these chase drivers want to lock themselves into the round of 8 before Talladega, and a win in Kansas is the only way to do it. As it stands, Austin Dillon, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano and Kevin Harvick make up the elimination spots. Those drivers need a strong run, or even better, a win this afternoon to have a shot at the round of 8. Matt Kenseth will be leading the field down to the drop of the green flag this afternoon. Let's hear what the driver of the number 20 Toyota Camry had to say following his pole-winning qualifying run.
I think it's our first pole of the year, so qualifying this year, I feel like we've been a little bit more inconsistent than we've been in years past. At JGR for me, so I haven't done the best job of getting all three rounds put together. So we're pretty good the first one. We're off a little bit the second one. Jason made some great adjustments, and it was pretty much just right the third one. We still almost got beat. We barely got it, but I felt like we got everything out of it, and I thought we hit the balance right, so ended up getting a decent lap.
When picking a winner in Kansas, I like to look at drivers who have been good at the 1.5-mile track so far this season and teams that have shown that they have solid speed and great pit crew to keep their driver at the front of the pack. Joey Logano has 2 wins in Kansas, one of which coming in the chase race last year. Logano also has 5 top 5s and 5 top 10s at the Kansas Speedway. Joey had a rough weekend at Charlotte, knocking down the wall on 2 occasions, eventually putting him behind the wall. Kansas could be the perfect place to rebound with another chase win, locking Logano into the round of 8. Jimmy Johnson is the winningest driver in the Sprint Cup Series in Kansas. Last weekend's winner in Charlotte has 3 wins, 8 top 5s, and 13 top 10s at the Speedway. That number 48 team has momentum on their side, and Hendrick Motorsports has seemed to have found some speed, closing the gap to the dominant Joe Gibbs Racing cars. Watch for Johnson to keep the run for championship number 7 alive by denying the other chase drivers a guaranteed spot in the round of 8, stealing the win this afternoon. Matt Kenseth dominated the fall race in Kansas last year, only to have the win slip away to Joey Logano in the closing stages of the race. Kenseth has 2 wins, 6 top 5s, and 11 top 10s at the Kansas Motor Speedway. Kenseth had a fast car last weekend in Charlotte, coming home in second after leading the field to the final restart of the day. He's got a fast car again this weekend, winning the pole and qualifying Friday. Watch for Kenseth to try and get the win he was denied 1 year ago. Joe Gibbs Racing swept the first 3 spots in qualifying Friday with Kyle Busch lining up in second alongside teammate and pole sitter Matt Kenseth. Here's what the driver of the number 18 Toyota Camry had to say following qualifying.
Our car was pretty good. We certainly felt pretty happy with it earlier today and through practice and having a fast car there, so that was really strong and showing the speed that we have and just trying to mimic that here today and qualifying. I felt like we did a really good job of that in the second round, and I felt even better about my lap in the third round, but Matt was just able to get a little bit more out of it. So certainly messed up a little bit just the way the car was balanced through 1 and 2, being prepared for it and being able to get the most out of it. I had to relift and get out of the gas in turn 2, so that's probably where our time was. But happy with second, especially to Matt. This is a really good place for him, arguably one of his best tracks. So to be second to him is not too shabby.
Join me this Wednesday as I recap the Hollywood Casino 400 and all sorts of racing action from around the world, including MotoGP, NASCAR Camping World Trucks, and much more. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages to keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the sound of speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything with Sega Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can find the latest edition of the Sound of Speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Be sure to check out the blog where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. Join me next Wednesday as I bring you all the highlights from Kansas. Until then, enjoy all the action from the Hollywood Casino 400. Unlike the last 2 weeks, the forecast looks great for this weekend. Thanks for listening, race fans. Have a great day. Let's go chase racing in Kansas.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.